Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olcisi, entrepreneur, realtor, and travel lover. Here's where I get to combine all of my passions into one and chat with guests worldwide about all things real estate. Join us for lighthearted banter, useful information, and the occasional outrageous anecdote. Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode. I am excited because every now and then we want to change it up and not make it just about houses or developments or just different parts of the world. Sometimes we want to get into like the inside, the nitty-gritty, and what people should do to have organized lives, which actually kind of translates to real estate because you need to have an organized home in order to sell it. And sometimes when you're in the process of moving, you want to get everything in order so that you don't have to move as much stuff and all that. So today we have someone who is a self-proclaimed first-generation purger. And what does that mean? So Monica Nielsen, she's been helping women and maybe men, take the chaos out of their closets and wardrobes into a place of calm, she says, for over 25 years. So she definitely knows what she's talking about. She understands the emotional ties and gently walks you through the process where that peace and clarity in your space, and who doesn't want that, especially in a home? And so the end goal is being to be able to get ready in 10 minutes. Super cool. I need to know how we do this. She wants everybody to feel supremely beautiful and fiercely confident. And I love that. I just love that in general, just as a woman. I want every woman to feel like that. So she can be found dishing out tips and tricks weekly on Instagram. And we're going to give you that Instagram information. It'll be in our description. And you can check her out also at Your Style Rehabist, which we will also put on all of our descriptions and social media and everything. So with all of that said, Monica, welcome. How are you?
I'm well, Anna. Thank you for having me. Yes. Fiercely confident.
It's
the phrase of the day, right?
Perfect. Perfect. I think that that's like an amazing phrase, actually. So yeah. So Monica, like I said in the introduction, you know, it's really, this isn't so much actual real estate, but it's so important to do what you do during the whole buying and selling process. I was actually just in a home before this and they clearly need your help. Whoever these people are, they're not people that I know. It just helps a house show better. And then it helps you transition a little bit better into a new place. So whether you're buying, selling, whatever, even just existing, it's important to live the way that you help us to live. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got into this.
For sure. Well, I'll say real quick, 1,000%. I have a sweet friend, a realtor here in Denver, and we worked together, and she said, can you be the bad guy? Like, I just want to sell him the house, and you can be the bad guy that comes in and says, hey, let's take a look at all of this. So I help quite often on the before side of showing, just so we can get your place, you know, the last bit is either that Tupperware drawer or your closet, right? That's just like a hot mess. So
sure. It's like staging. It's clutter staging, I guess.
It absolutely is. Just about 1,000 times more emotional. So yeah, that's really where I come in. You know, what I do is really about 70% counselor and about 20% organizer and shopper. And I've got 10% mat folding skills. So I can just do it quickly, but it's really trying to pull apart why we keep the things that we keep. So it goes back to being a first generation purger, and my family comes from old Depression era farmer stock, right? And, you know, that's how I grew up and not having a lot. And so, boy, I'll tell you what, we kept every single solitary thing for the just in case, right? And we mended and we did all of these things. But I also realized that my family held such security in that it was really difficult to let go as we moved through that. And I don't know why I have this superpower of just being able to assess quickly and then also have the compassion side to help people walk through. So when I work with clients, we have a 15-page workbook that we work through, and we start talking about kind of the mental, I mean, it's it's not an 8x11, but it's still, it will walk you through the mindset of why before we start really getting into the methods of how. And then we start pulling those things apart. Why we keep the things we keep. Your closet is such a vulnerable space, right? Like, you literally stand there naked, right? Trying to figure out how you're going to show up that day, right? And so when you are looking at things that you haven't worn, you know, it's that whole section of unfulfilled dreams and past lives, right, that you can't get rid of. And so guilt and fear and frustration, I mean, it's all wrapped in there. People say, oh, it's just my closet. But boy, when you start thinking about it, you can figure out where you need to tighten things up. So that's indeed where the purger comes in. You know, I'm able to help walk people through that and then sort of see the possibilities of what they can do now affecting how they show up every day.
I love that. Well, it's probably even more emotional if somebody is not just purging their closet in general, but for a move. So transition into a new place or getting rid of their old place, that has to be really, really hard for them.
It just adds 10 more layers. Absolutely. You know, I was just in California 3 weeks ago with a client that we started from one end of her house and went all the way through it for 3 days. She was packing up and moving to Florida. So that wasn't particularly emotional because it was exciting. But I've also just picked up from a client who moved from a two-bedroom down to a very small one in a different transition. So that had a lot more emotions of, wait, where is my life right now? And how do I want to show up in it? And anything that didn't fit within that, we start pulling. I am so lucky to work with so many different nonprofits in our area that I make sure and get the hands, like the things that were in your hands, into somebody mm-hmm. else's hands. So
that's nice.
That really eases that a little bit. Nobody wants their stuff just to go in a bin, right, on the corner to get rained on, right? So we make sure that your things get in the hands of people in our community that need them now. So
I like that.
It helps, but it's hard. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So walk me through it. You do have relationships, I guess, then with realtors from, you know, just from doing this. And you actually, so you're in Denver and you did something in California. Where else do you just go anywhere? Are you just like somebody? Okay. Oh,
I'll
good.
Travel. Absolutely. If Fantastic. Yes, if you need yes. me.
Yes. Oh, I so often
bags
need
will
you.
Travel. I was just in Baltimore the beginning of the year and did a 2-day job out there. And that, again, everyone is so different in their needs and the reason that they're in the place that they're in. So we can really, when I travel, it's usually a 2-day job.
Oh, yeah. I would think it's at least a 2-day job, depending on how big of a job. If somebody's having you travel somewhere, it probably means that they need a lot of help at that point. So walk me through it. So let's say, okay, I, as a realtor, have requested your assistance with somebody whose house I'm trying to sell. What happens? Give me the scenario.
Well, we need to chat. We need to have a sit and chat with your client on really what their end goal is. You know, if they are not willing to really start doing some deeper work on why they have the things they have, then we're just going to pull out a lot of people will have next step mm-hmm. situations in their closets. Like, well, I'm saving these four, right? And whether it's
when
a
I
loss
lose weight.
Or a gain, right? Oh, absolutely.
Everybody.
Or, everybody. So it's not necessarily the genes from high school, but, you know, we're all pre-world crazy right now. So we've all gone through a transition the last year. So most of us have that. So guess what? We can take those and move them out of your visual space. That's where I really talk a lot about chaos to calm. There's a mental, it's so funny, there's this mental game we play with ourselves is the more we rifle through something to try to find something that fits, then immediately the self-talk starts hitting us. Why didn't I go to the gym yesterday? Nothing fits. I shouldn't have had cocktails with my girlfriends. Nothing fits. Why can't I just? And we start getting in this crazy mental spiral as we're standing there trying to get ready. I mean, it's nobody wins, right? So we start pulling things out that if this is your next goal, that's amazing, but you shouldn't be having to dig through it to find something to wear. Let's move it over here.
Right.
Let's put it in a box. Let's put it in a guest room closet, right? My philosophy is not to come in and slash and burn anything, right? There's a place for memories. There's a place for your next goals, but it cannot be in the space that you are using right now to get ready.
Yeah.
You need to be able to walk in, right, with these blinders and see this range and say, okay, I'm going to grab this and this, and this makes me feel beautiful. This makes me feel fun and flirty. This makes me feel super confident because I've got a meeting, you know, shoulders back, chin up kind of a situation.
Right.
And that's what you need to see when you first walk in the door. So with one of your clients, if they're not ready to do all of that, then we'll just start taking the things. It's easier to take the things that you know don't work.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a super quick win, right? This doesn't fit, don't like it, sleeve is weird, top is different, never liked this pattern, and then let's move it along. Next step. Gonna keep these are my goal. Fantastic. Let's sort that out. And then we're left with the rest. More often than not, especially since we're usually on a time frame with people selling, that leaves them with a beautiful amount in their closet, all organized super quickly, so it's light to dark, it looks pretty, right? Like a little Pinterest
Perfect.
Picture. And then you can come in, you know, take your staging photos and go to the next step.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So you only do closets though, right? Like that, or is it beyond that? Because you said something about Tupperware earlier, so I didn't know.
Oh.
Do you do the rest of the house or is it just the closet?
I will put a hard stop at garages and crawl spaces.
Oh, yeah. Ew.
No. That's not going to happen in my world. But I do an occasional kitchen and a pantry. Yes, that's where the good. Organizing side of me kicks in. My mm-hmm. sweet spot really is helping women uncover, you know, how they're going to show up in the world.
Yeah.
And why the things that are in their closet are stopping them from that. Mm-hmm. So it's a little organizing Venn diagram there.
I love that. Yeah. And so tell me about some of your biggest challenges that you've experienced so far. Do you have any fun stories?
Gosh, well, my grandmother is 94. I was just at her house last month. I'm like, Grandma, she's got yarn from in these big 55-gallon drums from the 70s.
Oh, wow.
She still uses.
Okay.
She still crochets, so I'm not okay. trying to throw her under the bus. But I'm like, Grandma, you can't read real well anymore. Like, let's pull your books, right? There's just maybe a little thing, you know, and then we'll make that your yarn cabinet. So that was probably my most gentle walking
client
to date.
Yes. Because your grandma on top of everything.
It's my grandma.
So you've got the emotional connection also, and you don't want to offend her, so.
For sure. Yeah. And I always want to honor your things. Again, even when we're packing them up to give away, you know, we're just not shoving them in bags. We're hanging them or we're folding them. There's such a need in the community to give people a different start, right? So we work with Dress for Success, or there's assistance leagues are amazing places to take your things to. And they're all over the country. So if you're looking to give thoughtfully, look up an assistance league because they usually run thrift stores that fund several nonprofits and they just do such great work in the area. So let's see. So that was my touchiest one lately. You know, what I love is I'm working with a gal right now who is, you know, early 20s and graduating and really needs to figure out how to show up in the world. She doesn't have a lot of things, you know, so we're looking more at the clarity issue and encapsulating a wardrobe, and then we do personal shopping.
Starting off
in our local communities, yeah, the local boutiques, and developing relationships so that we can keep our money in the hands of, you know, our women and communities. So
yeah.
I run the gamut from that to, gosh, I had a fabulous client who had an amazing closet. Everything was organized. It was beautiful, but she just, every time she went to get ready, she was annoyed. And once we worked through this workbook, we realized that she had fabulous things and continued to buy fabulous things for a lifestyle that she doesn't have right now.
Oh, okay.
So she had beautiful clothes to go out with her girlfriends or go to church or go to brunch, but she's got twins. And she said, I don't have anything to run around with two kids.
Sure.
So we just had to tweak it a little bit and then find the holes in her closet, do some intentional shopping, and so that she can get ready for the life she has now. So sometimes it's like just that. Taking that step back and figuring out sort of why we keep doing the things we're doing. Why do you keep buying things that are on sale that you never wear?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you have to come
it's
to terms.
It's not a sale if you don't wear it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, okay. So going kind of piggybacking on that in a way, none of us has had, for the most part, a normal existence since March of last year. How has that affected what you've been doing? Has it been more like setting aside and yes, this is going to eventually come back or what? You know, how have you been dealing with that?
It hasn't changed too much, quite frankly, okay. Because we all have those sections. Mm-hmm. We all have those sections in our closet. And the way I set things up for you, going back to what we talked about, is only within these blinders that you can see. Some people have beautifully organized closets. I mean, you can throw on the TV show and see how to go light to dark, short sleeve to long, and make it look pretty. But if half of that you can't wear, it's the mental chaos of rifling, what sure. I call it. Like, stop rifling through your things, because then you just give up and you wear the same six things. So we will switch that up a lot. And again, there's a place for everything. There's going to be a section of party clothes or gala clothes or event clothes. So yeah. You can't really apply this if you haven't worn it in a year, you should get rid of it. Well, that's
well,
not
right.
Fair. Right?
Yeah. Yes, I have that problem. Yeah.
Yes. Should you always have a pair of, you know, black dress slacks? Yes. I know. You should, because when you need them and have to mm-hmm. buy them under stress.
Yeah. Oh, that's, you know, the worst. Don't want that. Yeah.
Don't want that. Yeah. It is the worst. So there is going to be a segment of your clothing that is always going to be there, regardless of how often you wear that. But let's just rearrange and set you up to where you know what you can grab. You know what you feel amazing in. We know now the holes that you have, so you can intentionally shop if you have a little bit of a shopping challenge and you shop either willy-nilly or leisurely, or, I mean, I've done it all, so I can speak
yeah,
to...
Everybody has. Yeah.
Everybody has. You know, the penny-pinching sale mentality, of course, that never works because it doesn't integrate well, didn't fit well, you forgot you didn't like this seam or this sleeve,
sure.
Right? And so now it's sitting there mocking you every time you go to your closet.
Yes. I get that for sure. So are there any staple, you said black dress slacks. So are there any staple items that you actually encourage people to buy to add to their wardrobes?
Good question. I think once we work through what you have, mm-hmm. the lifestyle you have, your personality, then we can get very, very specific. We can stay general with yes, about 40% of your wardrobe can be foundational basics and neutral colors, right? Your navies, your grays, your, you know, mm-hmm. just because you've got a little bit more integration, you get better use out of things. But it really is, every client is so different based on where they are. So when you look at, yes, you know, black slacks or black dress, or, you know, I hate to say it, right? But you're like, something to wear to a funeral. Something
sure.
to wear to court,
yeah.
right?
True.
Something to wear.
Yeah.
If you need, you know, to speak at the Chamber of Commerce suddenly, I don't know, you know,
right.
if that would ever happen suddenly, but, you know, you might need those pieces even though your yeah. lifestyle might never warrant it.
True.
And those are things that you can stumble across and buy if it's on a sale or once you've hit the outlets. Yeah, so you're not investing a ton in it. But again, those things are nice to do when you don't need them and have the stress
sure.
of it. So, and it depends on your goals. People get really scared about the phrase capsule wardrobe, but you get to choose. It doesn't mean 40 things. It could mean 200 things.
Sure. As long as they go
as
together,
long as,
I guess. Yeah.
Right? As long as you can integrate and as long as you're cycling through and wearing them.
For sure.
If I had to cut down to 50 things, it would be very sad.
It would be awful. I'm not sure I could do that.
Yes!
not even close. So,
right.
yeah. Yeah. So I asked you about the challenges that you've had. So tell me about success stories. I want to hear that.
Oh gosh, so many. Just recently, I helped a gal. She literally had 30 things in her closet. She's given me permission to share this story. And she just was wearing the same 5 or 6. And she said, I'm moving into a new role. You know, my kiddos are all grown. I'm moving into fundraising for a nonprofit. And I need to figure out how to show up, right? Is this appropriate? Sure. How would people, I'm asking for $1 million. What am I going to wear that is going to convey the confidence of, oh, yes, you give me $1 million, you know, for this house. So we were able to really look at her style, her body architecture, and we really just had so much fun shopping. Again, we found 2 or 3 local boutiques with women who were pulling things, and you know, it was kind of that Pretty Woman experience, right? Where she just got to sit back and everybody's bringing her things, and you know,
I love that.
It's so much fun. So whether we're moving into a new way, or I'm currently sitting on probably 250 pieces in my living room, because Dress for Success only takes the second Tuesday of the month, so a lot of times I'll just have stuff sitting. Of a gal who just said, you know what, I have too much, and there's people that don't have any, and this is ridiculous. She kind of came to that realization. So out of the 4 closets that she has, we took about a closet and a half out of really beautiful, amazing things that are going to go and change the lives of many, many women, right? You know, she's giving away name brand bags, And I love that because I've worked with Dress for Success so much. I remember hearing a speaker at one of their events. She said, I still carry the same Coach bag I carried 10 years ago when I came through this program, because it was literally the nicest thing I thought I would ever have in my life.
Aww.
And someone was able to give that to her. She now, of course, is a raging success and is giving back to the community. But, you know, those kinds of things, that is my jam. I love everything about it.
Yes. Oh, that's such a sweet story. I do love that for sure. So, you know, what you were just talking about sounds like that it was a show, and I don't even think that show is on anymore. I think it was called What Not to Wear. So do you, because it sounds like you pair your fashion background, which I actually want to talk to you about, because you said you've been in the fashion industry for more time than you've been doing, you know, what you're doing now specifically. And so do you you must be able to pair that experience with what you're doing now to help people really just come up with outfits, I would think, right? And not just like the pieces individually, but the outfits themselves.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny you make mention of that. We lived in Jersey City at the time they would film that, and we would always like hope to run into them when they're shopping.
That's
just like,
awesome.
We're Stacey and Clinton. We need to run into them.
That's great.
it was very funny. In fact, our kiddos would watch that show too, and my son would be like, they're really mean at first. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
But maybe that helped me realize that you need to walk a little bit softer with people and help them as they uncover it. I know it was all for show, but
right,
I think it impacted It impacted the way that I walk with them.
Yes.
We look at a lot of things. You know, we will look at body architecture. We'll look at the things that we pair it. Sorry, let me rephrase. We pair it with a really strong philosophy that I have is, oh, well, this is 10 years old. Who cares? My favorite denim jacket is from 25 years ago, right? So, and I don't think it's as prevalent now as it was maybe 10 or 15 years ago. People felt like they always needed to buy every new season, they always needed to stay on trend. And you know, that's big business doing its job in marketing, quite frankly.
Right. Yeah.
So, and you don't, right? They figured it out. And I geek out on history a lot. So I actually looked at when that really started. And it was back in the early 50s. It was post-war. I'm going to go off on a rabbit trail for a second. But it was post-war, where the retailers realized that, you know, people were still feeling that post-war rations and, you know, that mentality. And so they got together and they figured out, how can we get women in the stores? And they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to put out seasonal, 2 seasons, right? Spring, summer, fall, winter. And we're going to make a big push for new wardrobes. And then right? You're going to get higher society buying into that, and then it's all over, right? Now you're seeing everybody, right, in the society page of the New York Times in their new spring frock, and now everybody wants it.
That is fascinating. I love that. I love that. That's kind of like the De Beers story, where I think, like, where they started marketing the diamond when, as an engagement ring, which nobody ever had used before, and suddenly marketing is everything, really. I mean, it just, you know, I do tell people, because my background's marketing, I do tell people that, like, marketing is just, it'll make or break you, and so that is fascinating, and so I'm glad, to a certain extent, that it is changing a little bit, and that people understand, especially now with fast fashion. I have an almost 20-year-old, and she's always like harping about how fast fashion is like not necessarily a good thing, even though we all buy fast fashion items, if not consistently, then definitely here and there. I'm a big proponent on getting staple items that are fantastic, because they will last you 10, 15, 20, whatever, however many years. But an H&M t-shirt, maybe somebody needs one, you know, in a pinch and stuff like that. And I think that stuff like that has really hurt us, because it's made us kind of like hoarders, where, you know, you buy like a whole bunch of things because they're cheap. But like you said, it's not inexpensive if you're never going to use it, or, you know, and so
it's not a deal if it sits in your closet.
Nope. Exactly. So yeah. Speaking of sitting in the closet, and I'm going to go back to the whole COVID thing, because, like, I'm guessing you weren't really in people's houses too much during this, but maybe you were, I don't know. But let's say somebody nowadays, you know, is a little bit concerned about that, but knows that life will, you know, soon be getting back out there and all of that, and you want to kind of jump on it now. Do you do anything virtually?
Why, yes. Yes, I do.
Very cool.
Excellent.
I
question.
Want to know more,
yes,
about that.
It's funny. It was really hard for me to wrap my head around, because everything I do is so personal. Like, you're sitting on your bed, I'm in your closet, you know, we're doing our thing. And I really couldn't figure out how to help people through that. So it was definitely a mind shift, for sure. And then I realized it didn't have to look the same, but on screen, I can still work with you at the root of what we're doing, and you just have to hold it up and show me sometimes. So yes, I do. So I do a one-on-one coaching where we will speak specifically to your needs, and then I can help you however you need. I also do a three-on-one coaching, as you're sort of dipping your toe back in, trying to get a handle on the chaos in your closet, and we talk through cleansing and then clarifying and then encapsulating. So that's a three-on-one. It's 3 weeks, 1 hour each, and then you get, you know, 10, 15 minutes to talk about your specifics, but it's a little bit of a broader view, just to kind of take that funnel, like, this is a little bit crazy, how can I start funneling in a way that makes sense to get to the end result? So
yeah, well, that's great. It helps you scale your business too, because now you can help people everywhere without hopping on a plane.
That is absolutely true. And like you said, because the people who, first of all, you don't know me, right? If you have found me on Instagram, we're going to have a little sit and chat for 10 minutes. You know, I understand some people are like, okay, you're my new best friend, come on over. And I'm working with the gal who's about an hour away right now. She's like, so I don't want you in my house, but I'll meet you to shop. I'm like, fantastic. You know, so she was showing me up in the corner. Okay, this is navy, and I think the seam is weird. I said, oh, go try it on. So we can work both ways.
That's great. That's absolutely great. I mean, it's great for you as a business owner to be able to scale your business. And it's great for people who don't have that comfort level in general in life. And then also specifically nowadays, that's terrific. Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, eventually people will get tired of working at home. I'm sure they will. And we'll need to be back out there in the real world. And it'll be really important to be able to get ready in 10 minutes and feel great about yourself. Do you work with men? I mean, we keep talking about women. Do you work with men as well or no?
Yes, I do work with men. A lot of times they are so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't have this self-worth. More often than not, I should say. They don't have their self-worth tied to the number inside their pants. Right. Yep. So it doesn't matter if they're 32 or 34 or 36. They're like, I just want something that looks good. Right. Their sticky points will be college t-shirts. And so, again, but I tell everybody, if it's not causing you chaos mentally, spatially, or financially, like, I'm not your mom. I'm not coming in here to tell you what to throw away. If you want a whole entire drawer of college t-shirts, that's okay.
Go for it. Yeah.
How about it? You know?
You have space for it. It's not like the Marie Kondo thing where, is that her name? Where it's like, yes. Does it bring you happiness or pleasure, whatever it is? And I'm like, well, no, but I need it. So, yeah. You know. I don't know. It's not everything's going to make me feel fulfilled. Not every article of clothing, but if it's practical, then, you know, it's necessary. So I'm glad you're not like, you must purge everything. And so, yeah, that's good. Very, very
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. And there is a real neat place for memories. You know, it's, I never could reconcile the throwing away that college sweatshirt because, again, if it's not causing you chaos, we'll usually fold it up. I'll fold it up all retail and pretty, mm-hmm. and put it up on a top shelf. So when you walk into your closet and you see that, you say, those were good times, or that whatever it is that you're not wearing that you don't want to get rid of, that's okay. Let's display it so you can see it all the time. Or, you know what, let's put it in the crawl space so that you know that you have it, but it's not, you know, causing you agita trying to get ready. So there's a space for all that. There really is.
It's true. I mean, 100%. So yes, I have my kids' stuff from when she was a baby. I have some,
right?
It's like 10 things. It's nothing like major, but it's there, you know, it's in the closet. Right? It's way up high. I'm sure she doesn't care at all and never will, but I will. And so
she
not ready
might
to like go
when she
yet.
Gets older.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
She'll look through the box and she'll say, look at my little socks.
Exactly. Yeah. So we'll see. So anyway, so I think, you know, the service that you provide is fantastic. And it is definitely fantastic for not realtors only because of their clients, but also for realtors who, I mean, we have a lot of people who are real estate agents or in that profession or title, whatever, and attorneys and this and that, who could really use that help. You said earlier, you know, that person who is going into fundraising and how is she going to ask for the, you know, for $1 million. And I think you slipped in there like, I'm selling $1 million house. Well, I have to look like I'm selling $1 million house. And it's true. And so for you to be able to go basically around the world, because it could be virtual, and help people, you know, in really in any industry, be able to do that is great. And adapt also, I would think, adapt to the area of, let's just say, of the United States. So an agent in LA will dress differently than an agent in, I don't know, somewhere in
Absolutely.
Iowa, I would guess. You know, it's being able to adapt to that and teaching us how to make it work so that we can work well. It's a great business. I love it.
100%. Yeah, thank you. It's a fun way to combine watching someone figure out what works best for them, whether it be a color or a fit that they've never tried or a pattern that they've never tried. And you can see it. You shoulders back, chin up. Let's find you just a killer lipstick, right? And you got it. You can take on the world, even if it's from the waist
for
up
sure.
right now, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
More often than not.
I'm fully. I've got a skirt and everything. I was out about today, so it's not, I'm not just waist up today. But yeah, no, I get what you're saying, totally. Yeah. And
so
you
letting
not
people
only find,
figure that.
Yeah, you know, you don't just look great on the outside, you figure out who you are on the inside, and that gives you that confidence that is everything. So I've always been a big believer that image is everything, and what you put out there is what, it's the kind of business you're going to get, it's the kind of everything that you're going to get, and as long as you've got a personality that goes with how you're looking, you know, then that's really important too. So it's great that you're able to make that happen for, well, for everybody that you work with, I guess.
It is. Letting them shine through the clothing. Yeah. The clothing just helps them stand a little bit taller so that their personality comes forward. So when
That's
they walk,
wonderful.
You know, you walk in the door, you see the smile, you see the light in your eyes. Yeah. Oh, and, you know, she's looking good or dressed
put
to
together.
Put together,
yes.
Exactly.
Put together. And if you can get put together in 10 minutes, good golly. Yes,
yeah.
For sure. I cannot do that yet, so I need your help. Alexa, well, is there anything that you wanted to cover that I didn't even touch on?
Gosh, I don't think so. I think we've run the gamut, and it's been fun to have our sit and chat, and
yeah.
I'm just looking forward to, meeting
yes.
all of your people.
Yes. Well, I really hope, that people will reach out to you because it's a fantastic service. And like I did say earlier, I really wish that I would have known about it or that I'd be able to utilize your services for people who are selling. And you just get so much clutter and they get so frustrated. And it's just, it makes it all that more difficult to actually go through with it. And so if you feel like you have somebody to help you purge and to get everything in order, suddenly a very stressful time can be a much less stressful time. So
I can't imagine. We have only purchased one house in our life.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. It was when we lived back east, we rented all the time. So when we finally moved back home to Colorado, we bought the house and it was stressful and we really didn't have to do much. So I can't imagine trying
good.
To pull off some of those layers. And honestly, if you can just get some quick wins. So over on my website, you can subscribe to a 10 questions to ask in your closet.
Oh, I like that.
Which is
okay.
a really good. Yes. So a very quick one sheeter on Instagram. I'm always saying, these are the 5 things you can get rid of today without emotional baggage. Like, you literally don't need me. You don't need to hire me. You can start pulling some things. And so taking these quick wins before you start getting knee deep in the stress of buying or selling is going to make it so much easier that it might not even be something that you have to deal with at that moment, right? Because you have already started pulling. So I am all about the quick wins. So over on Instagram, I'm giving 15 second tips constantly, and grab yourself a bin, right? And then just start pulling as the days go on. A little bit every day adds up, right?
Yeah. My husband and I do that in the spring. It's an article a day. And so one article of clothing every day. There's a bin in our room and we have to get rid of something every day, even if it's just whatever, an old t-shirt, it has to go. It has to go. So that's, I do encourage people to do that too, if they can, not everybody emotionally can. And that's where you come in. So I'm glad. Thank you for coming from a place of contribution and giving tips and everything. And then hopefully that will then turn into a little bit more in that trust that people will have in you and you'll be able to help them. So great. Well, Monica, thank you. Thank you so much for being a guest. Thank you for all the neat tips. I'm going to go, get that, whatever the 10 question thing on your website and start tossing some stuff or donating. I'm definitely donating. That's and I also, if you can just then share some information. I don't know if Dress for Success is in every single community, but if it is, if there's a place, where we can identify that or similar organizations and stuff, maybe a handful of organizations that could possibly help, because that actually is the biggest obstacle that I, as a professional, run into is where do I donate my professional wardrobe, not just my jeans and all that. So excellent. All right. Well, very good. Well, Monica, you have a great rest of your day. And everyone else, go into your closet and toss one thing. That's all. Just identify one thing and throw it out or donate it, like I said. And I bet you'll feel so much better and lighter. And if you are, if you are in the real estate process right now, I definitely encourage you to do that. And it'll just make your life so much easier. So so thank you so much. And
thank you. Here is
to a really fun and exciting episode that we just had. And we will talk again soon, everyone. Have a great one. Bye. Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!